9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Into the Show. Second half hour on this Friday, April 5th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Todd Smallenberg. He's a candidate for the 106th House District. He is filed and officially going to be on the ballot on August 6th. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you today, my friend?
We're doing awesome, sunny, blue skies. The Detroit Tigers are opening up at home at 1 o'clock, 5-1, great start to the season, and love our baseball, and just can't wait for the weekend. Got a honey-do list a mile long, but not as much activity in my life as what's going on in yours right now. A lot of these events are happening. A lot of people are having different ideas about how they're going to get together and find out more about you and your campaign. But I wanted to ask you, May the 11th, Presque Isle County Republicans Reagan Day Dinner. I believe you know about it. You'll be attending that event?
I will be.
Yes, excellent. Because I've heard through the grapevine, the current state representative may have another event that night.
Shocker.
Isn't that shocking? I'm like, yeah, okay, definitely. That's one of the biggest counties, the most active Republican parties in the area. And we'll wait and see. But that's what I've been told. So we'll see what's happening. Hey, wanted to find out specifically from you, though, how is the campaign going? What are you doing? How are you interacting with the folks there in the 106th?
Every time I get to interact with folks, it's always positive. I walk away feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, anxious for the next one, just so that way people get to know me and know where I stand and what I believe in. Big event tonight in Alpena at the Aplex for the Save Our Guns dinner. I'm speaking along with Sheriff Joe Brubaker and Neil Frisky out of the 107th.
Oh, very cool. Now, for those not familiar, where exactly is the Aplex?
The community college down there in downtown Alpena is, as they call it, the Aplex, the Alpena complex.
Yes, absolutely. Just wanted a point of clarification on that. So definitely. And what time does that event start tonight?
Doors open, I believe it's 6 o'clock. No, I'm sorry, 5:30. 5:30, doors open, and social hour, and then getting down to the brass tacks of everything, then dinner.
Okay, very good. And is there a cost for that event?
It is. It's $50 for a ticket for people to attend.
Okay, very good. We appreciate that. And who, by the way, Todd, is hosting that event?
It is the Political Action Committee, the Save Our Guns Political Action Committee, that was started by Geyer Balog. Great young man.
Good. Excellent. Well, I didn't know anything about it, so I apologize. Could have been promoting it, but it is what it is. And if you guys are available, it is something that people can buy tickets right at the door there, Todd?
No, actually, Trucker, it is sold out. They sold out for over 400 tickets. They shut down on Friday because run out of room for the ballroom there.
Fantastic. Good deal. Well, they promoted it there in the Alpena area because, like I said, didn't know about it. So glad they were able to get so many people to show up. One other thing on that vein, is perhaps your opponent, the current state representative, is he showing up for this event?
I haven't seen his name come across, and the folks from the Save Our Guns hadn't said anything. So I don't believe he is. I'd be shocked if he did.
Yes, especially after not showing up for those gun votes.
Exactly.
Explain that process to those that don't know that story.
Yeah, so he failed to show up. He said he had COVID. even though there was pictures of him on a post the very next day in the office. He said he had COVID, so he did not show up for two of the three gun bills that were passed, the red flag law and then the Safe Secure Act, the Safe Storage Act, I mean. He did not vote on because due to COVID. However, there was provisions in the representative's house to go ahead and vote from the gallery. He just chose not to, even though a Democrat who – she had COVID. She voted from the gallery. That's how much she believed in her vote. So I guess there's only his personal reasons why he didn't vote. Maybe he agreed with Matt Hall, who voted yes on those bills from the minority speaker of the House.
Yeah. Didn't want anybody to know he agreed with Matt Hall.
Yep. I got a text coming.
Okay. I'm sorry. This text is very interesting. I did not know this. He claims that Cam explained that he did vote for the gun bills. He said that it's misreporting on our part that he didn't. And I'm like, okay, point of clarification. The Safe Storage Act as well as the red flag laws, he even put a post up explaining why he wasn't available to vote. I believe I got a screenshot of that, Todd. Is that not been fully documented that he, in fact, did not vote for those bills?
It's fully documented. You can go in there and see the votes. You can go to Rescue Michigan, and you can go into the Lansing House, and he did not vote for those bills, as well as 17 other bills to the right to work, as well as abortion, he did not vote on. So it's well documented in his voting record, and for him to say otherwise is very disingenuous or outright lying. I'll let the viewers decide that.
Yes, absolutely. Now, one other aspect to this, and people are asking me about the deadline. When you filed, did you turn in petition signatures or did you pay the $100 filing fee?
I paid the filing fee.
Okay, because I'm going through the list and everybody that has showed up and has filed, I see only one, no, actually two, Congressman Jack Bergman and Dr. Sherry O'Donnell were the only ones that turned in petition sheets. Everybody else has paid the $100 filing fee for a state rep. Hearing news that there's going to be some last-minute filings on the 23rd in surrounding districts, and pretty interesting to see how that's going to shape up. How do you think it's going to move forward as we go into the season, June, here the absentee ballots start going out? Any movement, any word, confirmation from anybody yet as far as a debate or even a candidate forum with your opponent?
So I sent him a certified letter requesting the debate. He signed, or someone signed for it, on the 25th of last month.
Okay.
So I am still not heard anything back from him. However, there is a debate scheduled for the 24th of May. Between him and I, and from what I understand, also Josh Saul and Jack Bergman, the debate committee is sending out letters inviting all four of us, which I've already accepted, to have that debate. If he does not show up, there still will be a debate. I will answer any and all questions, so that way people can come on out and meet me and hear what I have to say. I hope he shows up. If not, then some folks are going to get a cardboard cutout and put them up there next to me, and we can ask that cardboard cutout maybe about his gun bills and everything else and see what the cutout cardboard has to say.
Yes, absolutely. Now, that is Friday, May 24th. Where is that event going to be held at?
They're still working on that. From what I understand, they've got a moderator already. I don't know who it is. I was just asked if I was willing to attend, and I said absolutely. So like I've said numerous times on your show, Trucker, thanks to you, anytime, any place, anywhere, I will debate Cam.
Yeah.
Any questions and any moderator or open forum, whatever they want to do.
Okay, very good. The gentleman came back, said he had done some research and found the post that we were referring to. I believe it's on Cam Cavett's Facebook page is where he tried to explain the reasoning for that. So, okay, very good. So he seems stand corrected, he said. So appreciate that. One last thing I did want to throw out as we head into this weekend. Any events planned going forward outside of tonight? Is there anything on the agenda people need to know about, something they can go to the website and find out more information about, Todd?
Yeah, the 25th of May, the next day after the debate, Hillman, the Montmorency GOP, is hosting a spaghetti dinner for me at the VFW. I'll make sure more information gets out on that. Okay. I'm working with some folks in Atlanta. We're going to have the same meet and greet at two different locations in Atlanta here in the next coming, probably hopefully 6 weeks. If I can narrow that down, maybe a last-minute one next week. I'm still working with a gentleman on that. So I'm just talking to everyone, trying to get more and more of the meet and greets set up. And any of the GOPs that are willing to host dinners for me, I'll show up gladly and eat some of that great food and answer any and all the questions.
Right. Now, I did, on that point, want to show people, I had a text message coming in, I'm trying to read here, all the events, to get clarified, all the events and things that are happening. We have an event calendar, I believe, on your campaign website.
Yeah, we do, and there's been some issues with it. I'm working through that to get that thing updated. That's on me, and I apologize immensely. But I also use all my social media sites to put out my events. But that will be updated here in the next week with all the impending events coming up.
Okay, very good. And again, the website is electspallenberg.com, correct?
You are correct 100%, brother. I apologize on that.
Yep, no problem. Elect Smallenberg, SmallenBerg.com. And if you like to text or give them a call, 928 area code 785-6901. If you want that information, just text me, Todd, and I'll forward the text message information to you, both to the cell phone and to the website. Just text me, Todd, and I'll be glad to do that for you. So, all right, brother. Well, you have a big, successful, great event tonight down there in Alpena. And tell everybody I said hey. And looking forward to you continuing working hard out there in the campaign trail, sir.
Thank you, sir. I hope you guys have a great weekend yourself. And take care, brother.
God bless.
You too, brother.
Final segment of hour number one. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Farner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. I got a couple of text messages for Todd. Again, the phone number is 928-785-6901. That's his phone number that he's had for years when he was in the military. And again, the website's electsmallenberg.com. That is the campaign website. And like he said, he's going to be working on getting the event calendar improved, up and running. If you have any questions, though, always give him a call or text him. And for some reason, I don't understand why elected officials don't feel that they need to attend these events, these debates. I don't understand how they think they can ask people to vote for them, but not show up, not engage, not interact with the constituents. Why wouldn't you want to answer questions? Your vote is your vote. You made it or you didn't make it. So come and explain to the people why. It's not like we're personally attacking. We just want to know, you know, you are being paid to vote on bills. Why didn't you vote on these bills? Now, I did not know that he didn't take a vote on repealing right to work. I knew about the gun bills, but I did not know about repealing right to work, that he didn't bother to vote on that one either. That doesn't even make sense. I believe he totally supported our right to work efforts back in the day. Why would he not want to take a vote on that bill? That doesn't even make sense. But it is what it is. So one other thing that is coming up that you need to know about that we're excited to be a part of this year, the boat races. Trying to be involved in the one over there in Presque County as well as Indian River. We're excited about the boat races. We're going to be getting more information. Dave Umbarger is going to be coming on from Sheboygan, giving us information. Going to have him on the show to talk about it. But the radio station will be sponsoring the events, be part of all the different sponsors this year. We're excited. Thank you, Dave. I greatly appreciate your efforts. And we'll be getting more information about those races as they get closer and closer to happening. If there's any events that are coming up that you would like me to talk about on the radio, just make sure you text me at 231-360-5140. Again, any day after 12 noon, love to talk to you about it. If you want to come on the radio show and talk about your events, no problem. Just give me a call. We'll schedule it, take it from there. And I also have a couple of requests. People have asked me to come and be part of their events. Ask me to be a speaker, ask me to be a moderator, no problem. I want to help in any way, shape, can, any way, shape, or form I can help you guys, just let me know. Text me, and I'll be glad to do it for you. Trying to get all the housekeeping done for the different events and text messages coming in. Just got another one. I went to Todd's website, going to be making a donation. I'm going to talk to my wife to see how much. Greatly appreciate it. Let's see. One other thing. Oh, yes. Tonight being the deadline, 5 p.m., how do we go about getting registered? Again, just go to the website, acconservativesisplural.org. Go to that website, find the class. The one at the top right now is the Flint class on the 27th. Just scroll down to the next post. It's this Friday. Today is the deadline. Today is the deadline, but it's not this Saturday. It's next Saturday. Saturday, April 13th, the class will be in Traverse City. So if you have any questions on that, you can always give me a call. We may extend because of this show repeating Monday morning. Let's see. This will be roughly at about 6:55 a.m. on Monday. If you're still wanting to register for the class, go ahead and text me, Class TC, and we'll see if we can get your order in last minute to make sure your books and your guide and everything will be there. So greatly appreciate you guys doing that as well. One of the other final comments I would like to make, I get mail to our P.O. box. For some people, I don't understand why they feel that they can send me notes or information that they would like to dispute or somewhat debate me on. I'm officially done taking that correspondence at the post office. Get a text phone number, give me your name, your city, where you're from, and text me. But as far as mail go, I have instructed the girls, any personal notes like that, not even going to read them, so don't waste your stamp. Don't waste the envelope. Not going to take it anymore. Just way too busy. And first of all, I hate paper. We have cell phones for a reason. We have computers. We have email. That's how we choose to operate. Snail mail is not going to be talked about on this show. So, again, don't bother. Just wanted to get that out there because some of these people feel, I guess, I don't know why, they have a return address on the envelope. I know who it is who's sending it to me. But evidently, they feel that's the way they would prefer to communicate. Yeah, I don't have time. I'm just too busy. So 231-360-5140. That's the number. That's the best way to get a hold of me after the show. So greatly appreciate if you guys would make a note of that. Store that number, put it in your phone, and put it in your contacts. Well, that's it for hour number one. We got all the housekeeping done. Now we're going to go to our history lesson with Pastor Chatfield in the second hour. Adolf Hitler, World War II.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real food.